speaking to me here lately, and I thank him for it. I really enjoy the dry seasons, though, when he don't speak. I enjoy them so much because I dig so much more. When he's not speaking and everything's not just hunky-dory, can I get a amen? When everything just don't line up and it just don't get right. I really started in my life enjoying them seasons because it makes me depend on him more. 2 weeks ago, we talked about a light. Flip the light on. Jesus is our light. You know, I love to preach. I love to preach more than I like to eat sometimes, Brother Brent. I do. But you know what? I don't love to preach near as much as I love you. I don't love to preach near as much as my love is for you. The Bible didn't say by they shall know by you're my disciple how much you love to preach. He didn't say that, Brother Hayden. He didn't say they shall know who you are by how much you love to preach. He said they'll know who you are by how much you love one another, how much love you have one for another. So I don't love to preach near as much as I love you. And I thank God for you this morning. We've seen that Jesus, Brother J.D., is the light. We've seen last week that Jesus is the air in our lungs. Y'all remember the pump? Pump the ball swells up, everything fills up. Talked to you at the voting place the other day about that air in that ball. But this morning, as I've read the book, can I say to you, Jesus is the knock. He's the light. He's the air. And by the way, that seat looks good on you, Brother Garrett. Man, you sitting right there. I don't know who usually sits there, but you fishing get what they usually get. Let me get back in. I'm sorry. Hey, I've been here 11 years. Surely I ain't run a little bit of rabbits. I mean, 11 years laboring behind this desk. Surely I can run a little bit of rabbit. But I don't want to run a rabbit this morning. I want to tell you something. This morning, Jesus is the knock. The only way your light's going to come on and the only way the air is going to get into your lungs and spiritually speaking is that you got to open the door. He is the knock. So this morning, I want to preach a title to you in Revelation 3:20. Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? I made a statement to a group on a text this week, and Brother Brad, it said, eternity is too long to be wrong. Eternity is too long to be wrong. Well, I thought I was saved, preacher. I thought everything was right. I thought, preacher, eternity's too long to be wrong. In the end, Brother Brad goes to Birmingham, and on a sign, he sends me a picture a couple hours later. And on that sign, it said what, Brother Brad? Eternity is too long to be wrong. So, preacher, what is that? What is that sign? Is that just a coincidence? Some will write it off as that. But I write it off as the Holy Ghost of heaven speaking to our heart. Who's that knocking? I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Revelation chapter number 3 in verse number 20. And the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. My Father and my God, as I bow in your presence this morning, Father, I'm in over my head. Lord, I'm in a place this morning, Father, I pray that you'd let the Holy Ghost of heaven rain down. I pray you'd let the Holy Ghost of heaven saturate the hearts of the people, Father. Father, I'm not worried about the pews. I'm worried about the people, Father. Lord, I'm worried about them this morning. I pray that, Father, you'd move on them in a mighty way. I pray you'd anoint my mind and my lips and my throat and everything that I say this morning. Let it be all about you and nothing about me, Father. Lord, I pray they've not come to see nobody but Jesus this morning. Lord, I pray if you're knocking at their hearts, heart's door by the Holy Ghost this morning. I pray, Father, they'd open up, Father, and they'd let you come in. Father, I pray that they'd turn that knob, Father. I pray they'd get right this morning before they get left. Father, I pray this morning that you move in a mighty way. Father, this morning eternity's too long to be wrong. And Father, I pray this morning that you be blessing this service in a mighty way. Lord, I pray for the one right now that thinks they don't need this word. Lord, I pray that you would press it deep on their heart. Father, I pray you'd drop that gospel plow and plow that old heart up, that old stony heart. And Father, I pray you'd let this seed fall in. Father, I pray if that seed's done there, Father, I pray you'd let this message water that seed. But Father, I thank you that you're going to give the increase. And Lord, in just a few moments, after everything's said and done, I pray they come to an old-timey altar and they do business with an old-timey God. Father, I love you and I thank you, and I ask it all in no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved than the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. And we ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning as we come and we look in Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 20. I ask you a question when we begin. Who is that knocking? Who's that knocking at my heart's door? This morning Jesus told the church at Laodicea that he stands at the heart's door and that he knocks. Can I say to you this morning, he stands at that heart's door. Do you remember that time that you got saved and he stood at that heart's door? I'm talking about sweaty palms. I'm talking about your heart beating 100 mile an hour out of your chest. Hey, you didn't know what was going on. You didn't know what had took place. You thought you was about to have a Holy Ghost fit. You thought you was about to OD in the Holy Ghost, and that old heart got to beating and you didn't know what to do. And you say, preacher, I've never felt that. That's why they still got altars in churches that you can come down here and you can get under the spell. Hey, where the glory runs out. And this morning I want to say that he told that church that he still knocks at people's hearts by the Holy Ghost of heaven, but he knocks in different circumstances and in different ways. You say, preacher, how does he knock on our heart's door? How does he knock? He knocks by the Holy Ghost of heaven. I want you to know I was bound up in sin. I'm talking about hard-hearted. I'm talking about an old stony heart. But when that Holy Ghost of heaven got knocking on my heart, I want you to know there's a change come into me when I open that door. Can I say to you, there's not a knob on his side. Don't you never let a preacher tell you that there's a knob on the side that God has. Hey, this morning he stands on the other side and he knocks at your heart's door. And the only body can open that door. He can't open it for you. He won't open it for you. All he'll do is stand there and knock at your heart's door. You say, preacher, who's going to open that heart's door and let the Holy Ghost in? Who's going to open that door and let Jesus in? The only body that can let the Holy Ghost into your life and let Jesus in. Can I say to you this morning, it is you. Hey, mama can't do it and papa can't do it. Aunt and uncle's mom and daddy, they can't do it. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He knocks at your heart's door. This morning, I thank God that there was a day in my life that he knocked on my heart's door. And I opened that door and he made his way. And he come on the inside and he saved me and cleansed me and sanctified me and made me new by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm not who I used to be. And it's because of the blood of Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, has anybody ever been saved and there's not been a change? I tell you, by the word of God, there's not one person that's ever been born again that did not have a change that come into their life. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And this morning I want you to know, number one, he knocks when there's a pain at your door. He knocks when there's pain at your door. Have you ever been in a place and you heard somebody, they had a pain going on, and maybe they was in a hospital and somebody would go by and they would witness to them and they would talk to them about Jesus. He used that pain in their life to open that door. This morning, can I say to you, if you're experiencing pain, he may be using that for you to open that door. It may be the Holy Ghost of heaven knocking on your heart's door. I want you to know that in Mark chapter number 5 and verse number 26, you're talking about the woman with the issue of blood. Hey, my friends, I want you to know, if you went to her and you asked her, hey, what do you think about Jesus? Hey, when he passed your way that day, and for 12 years, you'd spent everything you had, and nothing had got better. Can I say to you this morning, if your life ain't getting better, come to Jesus, amen. Come to Jesus. He is the door this morning. He said, and the woman with the issue of blood, in Mark chapter number 5 and verse number 26, here's what the Bible says. Here's what the Bible says. And she had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered but had grew worse. You say, preacher, what does that mean? She was in pain in her life and she had been to everybody that she could go to. She had been to every physician that you had ever seen. She had been to every doctor that there was. Friends, I want you to know I'm preaching with urgency this morning. Eternity is too long for you to be wrong this morning and not answer that knock at your heart's door this morning. Can I say that she was in physical pain? Hey, she had come to that place and physically she was in pain. She had been bleeding out for over 12 years and nothing had got better. It had only grew worse, and that physical pain was excruciating, and she needed help, and she had went everywhere she could go to. I know a lot of old boys and a lot of old girls. Hey, they've been everywhere and they've tried everything. They've spent their whole 401k trying to fill the things of this life, but the only thing that'll fill the emptiness is Jesus. It's Jesus this morning. There was physical pain, but can you imagine the emotional pain that woman was going through? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Hey, it's a physical pain when he knocks at that heart's door. That old blood pressure will get up. That old thing will get to beating. Your heart will get almost beaten out of your chest. It's a physical pain, but I see the emotion that that woman went through. The Bible says it. Nothing got better. Not only was it physical, but it was emotional. Her mind was a wreck. I wonder who I'm talking to this morning. Your mind is a wreck. Your physical life is a wreck. Your mind is a wreck. You got so many things running through your mind right now, you don't know if they're coming or going. This woman didn't know what to do. But I want to say this. She was in physical pain. He knocked at when there was pain at her door. She was in physical pain. She was in emotional pain. But she was in ongoing pain and could not find nothing to make it better. This morning, can I say to you, a pill is not the answer to make it better. A pill is not an appeal. To get better is not an appeal to get better. Listen to me this morning. It's not an appeal. It's in a person. His name's Jesus. He'll make you free. I see she was in physical pain. I see she was in emotional pain. I see she was in ongoing pain. Nothing got better, but rather it grew worse. But when she touched the hem of his garment. When she touched the hem of his garment, what happened to her pain? He had done been knocking at that heart's door. He said, well, I don't read in the Bible where he knocked. When he come by, he knocked. Amen. Hey, you won't see when he's knocking on somebody's heart. You come in here today and you say, I don't get nothing out of this preacher. It may not be for 99 of you, but it may be for one of you this morning. And you got to make sure you're the one that he's talking to. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? He left the 99 to go get the one. He knocks when there's pain. That woman had a pain in her life. She had an issue of blood. And when the master passed by, you know what she did? She got all the naysayers out of the way. She got religion out of the way. And she said, I need to meet Jesus. And she went right to where he was and she touched the hem of his garment. If you ask that woman what was that knock like, I'm pretty sure she'd tell you, I'm confident she'd tell you, it's a knock like never before. Is it a distinct knock? It's a knock like never before. It's a knock like I've never experienced before in my life. If I go to my mama's house and it's late at night, my mom's not real good at hearing sometimes, and if I want to get in, I don't go up there and holler, hey, this is BJ. You know what I do when I go up there? I go, she'll say, son, is that you? I won't say a word. I won't say a word. Me and her got a little something we do. I go, she says, son, that's you. I say, mama, that's me. This morning, can I say to you, Jesus may be having a distinct knock at your heart this morning, and you know nobody else has knocked at it. Nobody else has known nothing about it. Nobody knows the pain you're going through. You've not opened your mouth about the emotion that you're in right now. No, you've not opened your mouth about the pain that you're going through. You've not told nobody about the ongoing in your life, and you can't get no peace, and you can't get no rest. You've not told nobody. But this morning, this preacher is reading your mail, not by nothing that I know, but by the Holy Ghost of heaven, how he has stirred my heart this week. And he's standing at your heart's door, and he's knocking. He said, behold, I want you to stop. I want you to look and listen. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I see he knocks when there's pain, but I also see he knocks when there's problems in your life. He knocks not only when there's pain, but he uses problems to draw you to himself. This morning, can I say to you, if you wish to ask the Gadarene there in Mark chapter number 5, in verse number 5, the woman with the issue of blood, she had pain. But I want you to know that Gadarene in Mark chapter number 5 and verse number 5, if you go there and look in the Bible in Mark 5, 5 and 6, the Bible says in hallways night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. This morning, can I say to you, that same Jesus is in the house this morning. You say, preacher, what did he do when that man come running to him? Did he cast him away? Did he say, I don't know how to handle your type? Oh, no, you know what he did? He embraced him. There's nobody he don't know how to handle. You'd hear this morning, you say, you don't know my problems. I don't have to know them. He done knows them. Hey, you don't know my problems, preacher. I don't have to know them. He done died for them. Yes. You don't know my pain, preacher. I don't have to know your pain. He done died for them on the cross of Calvary. You say, what was that? A Gadarene light. What did he have going on in his life? What kind of problems did he have that I don't have? He had enough demons in him. He run 2,000 pigs off a cliff. That's how many demons he was fighting inside of him. How much was going on inside of him. He was loaded with demons. And there's some of you here this morning, you know what I'm talking about. That demonic force that is coming against you. And it's all around you, your family, and your kids. And you need it gone. You say, how do I get it gone, preacher? Only through the blood of Jesus. Oh, I see he's loaded with demons enough to drive 2,000 hogs crazy. But also seen this man was living with the dead. Said night and day he was in the tombs cutting himself. He done got to the place he was living all alone and all by himself. This morning, let me tell you what Satan wants to do to everybody in this room. He wants to isolate you. If he can get you away from everybody, if he can get you sitting on an island out here by yourself, if he can get you out here where nobody is and get you gone, get you away from the crowd, get you away from Christ, get you away from the church, get you away from your community, get you away from your sanity and what you've got going on in your life. If he can get you over there and think you've got nobody, he's won half the battle right there. But can I say to you, he was full of demons. Oh, he was slapped full of demons. He was living with the dead. But when he opened that heart door, he left different. He left different. If you read Mark chapter number 5, you know what happened to the man at Gadarene. You know what happened to him. They found him clothed and in his right mind. Sitting clothed and in his right mind. There's nothing greater than when a daddy gets saved and he's sitting at home clothed in his right mind. He's not saying nothing bad to his kids. He ain't cussing his wife. He's not doing things that are wrong. He's sitting there clothed and in his right mind. And she comes in and says, what in the world's done happened to you? You ain't complaining, carrying on, belly aching. What in the world's done got a hold of you? And he just looks at her and says, Jesus got a hold of me. Woo! Jesus got a hold of me. What happened to you? Jesus got a hold of me. Can I say to you that he knocks when there's pain? He knocks when there's problems. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. But he also knocks when there's passing and people dies. I know people that's had nothing to do with Jesus until they lost a loved one. He uses that passing or that death of that loved one to draw them in, to draw them close. Maybe you're here this morning and you say, preacher, he's knocked on my heart's door. Will he knock again? I promise you this morning, the Bible says if you'll seek him with your whole heart, you shall find him. He's not hid out. He's not hid nowhere. He's not in a corner. He's not in a secret room back here. You can't hide him. He's right out in the open. You say, what do you mean, preacher? You remember Mary and Martha and the passing of their brother, Lazarus? He said, if you'd have been here, he would not have died. Jesus said in John 11, 25, said, know you not that I am the resurrection? He said, I am the resurrection. They said, oh, Lord, we know he's going to rise. He said, oh, no. I am the resurrection. You know what? This morning, as your pastor, I'm not waiting on the resurrection day. I've done met the resurrection. I've done met Jesus. I'm not who I used to be. I've been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. I still have pain. I still have problems. And people still pass in my life. But it's so much different now since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. This morning, what I'm asking you is, have you ever had that knock on your heart's door? And you say, Lord, I know it's you. Come on in. You see, we had the woman with the issue of blood. It wasn't too late for her, was it? She got to Jesus. We had the maniac that was crazy, cutting himself. But it wasn't too late. Because we still had Jesus. We had Lazarus that was dead. And if you go on over in your book and look in John 11, 43 and 44, look on in there. Just dig on in that thing sometime. Look at it. He was done to the point he was dead. 4 days dead. He had done got to stinking. This morning, if your life seems dead and it stinks, can I get a little bit of amen? I don't know about you, but sometimes my life stinks. I know my attitude stinks sometimes. I prayed in 2024, Lord, let me watch my mouth. And as soon as it comes out, I have to go back and clear it up, clean it up, and ask for forgiveness, and move on. See, that's something I prayed in January, and he wearing me out in March with it. Be careful what you pray. He holds you to it, son. But you know what happened? They was weeping, snotting and carrying on because Lazarus was dead. And Jesus just told them, said, he's going to live again. And they said, yeah, well, Lord, we know it. But you get, look what he did here. Look what he did in your Bible in verse 43. I don't care how dead you think somebody is. I don't care how dead you think you are. When Jesus shows up and knocks on your heart's door, you will live again. I ain't who I used to be, Brother J.D. I ain't who I used to be, son. Look with me in John 11, 43. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead, talking about Lazarus, came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, who was he talking to? He was talking to what had him bound. I wonder what's got you bound this morning. And he's speaking to it right now. And all you've got to do is believe it and accept it. Loose him and let him go. Lazarus was dead. He was buried. And he was stinking. But when Jesus knocked or called him, he came forth. This morning, I don't know who I'm talking to that needs Jesus, but you do. Preacher, you've been saved for some years now. Yes, sir. Preacher, does he still knock? Yes, sir. Preacher, does he knock for salvation? Still? No, sir. I'm saved. But listen to me. When I make one little step out of line, you know what he does? He just does it right there. He knocks. He knocks. He knocks. He knocks. You know how irritating that is, that knock? Somebody right now is irritated to death because you know it's your heart right now. You said he knocks because there's pain. Yeah. He knocks because there's problems. Yeah. He knocks because people passes. Yeah. But can I say to you, he knocks because he is the physician? He knocks because he is the great physician. This morning, I don't know who needs doctored. What would you do this morning? I want to ask you a question. What would you do this morning if you had a sickness and an ailment and you went to the doctor and the bone was sticking out of your arm, Sister Kim Robinson? I'm talking about the bone stuck straight out and you went to the doctor and they said, go home, take you a BC and you'll be better in a couple of days. Would you go back to that doctor? Would you go home and take a BC? You know what you do? You want somebody to tell you the truth. You want somebody to fix it and heal it and make it right. Make it right. And can I say to you this morning, when he looks into your heart and he sees the pain and he sees the problems, he sees all that's going on, he says, I am the great physician. And the only way that I can heal that broken heart is that you bring it to me. Is that you bring it to me. There's something key in this verse I want you to get right quick. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Boy, ain't that a blessing. But that ain't all of it. As great as God is, as strong as God is, as merciful as God is, as big as God is, spoke the universe into existence. Went down there to Gulf Shores, Alabama with his big old hand and just dipped out the Gulf. Went up there to Gatlinburg and just took his hand and just printed down them mountains. As great as he is and as big a hands as he's got, there's only one thing he can't do to you. He can't do for you. He can't open your heart's door up It's up to you. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. What's the next part? And if any man hear my voice, that knock is at anybody's door. He said, preacher, I ain't heard nothing this morning with that knock. Wasn't for you this morning. But there's somebody here who's heard him knocking this morning. That knock is at anybody's door. Can I say to you, that knock is at everyone's door. And can I say today, Jesus is knocking at your heart's door. Will you answer? He's knocking at your heart's door. Will you answer? I watched Billy Graham's crusades and stuff, and the last thing he wanted to preach on was the cross. And in one of his videos there, Billy Graham's got a guy there that was a guy that took cards. He was a magician. He could do all kind of things. Delusion, make you think things that you thought was there but really wasn't there. And said he heard the gospel, how God could save him from his pain and his problems and take care of him. And he said, it's just a myth. It's not real. And he said, God, if you be real, if you can really change me. And somebody here this morning says, God, if you can really change me. And if you're changed, you're changed by the blood of Jesus. And you're sitting here this morning saying, God, I know you've done it for Brother BJ. I've seen it in his life. But what he's done for me won't do you no good. You got to get it. And that man said, God, if you are real and you can really do this, show me in my life. Said he got up where he was at. Nothing happened. He said it went on days and days, and he was doing his shows in Las Vegas. And he was doing all kinds of things, making people disappear. And he started coughing. Got a little bit worser. Couldn't understand what was going on. Couldn't understand what was happening. And he said, he went to the doctor. And they said, you have got a rare kind of bone cancer. And the only way to be healed from this bone cancer is that you need a bone marrow transplant. You've got to have somebody to donate and to take care of it. Said that man, he said, I have forgot all about what I prayed. God, you show me how real you are and how the plan of salvation is. He said, he forgot all about how God, if you're knocking at my heart's door, you make proof that it's you knocking. And he said he went in and he started documenting what was going on in his life. And he said they come in there and they took his blood, took his bone marrow, took everything they needed to that he needed. I'm not no doctor. I'm not going to get into it. They took everything they needed for a match. And they run it through a database of over 10,000 people. And said out of them 10,000 people, they said you'll probably have 100 or so matches. But you remember the prayer that he prayed? He said, Lord, show me that you're real. Show me who you are. Knock on my heart's door if you be real. And he said, out of them 10,000 people, there was one match. There was one match. There was one person. There was one cure. There was one thing that would help him. And that's the only one that would match. He said at that moment when they told him the only match that you have in this whole entire world is one that can take care of anything in your life, he said he bowed his head right there in that hospital bed and asked Jesus Christ to come into his life. Because God proved to him that only Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. This morning, if you're at a place this morning and you know God's knocking at your heart's door, behold, I stand at the door knocking. If any man will open. You got to open. He will not dine with you if you don't open. If you're in here this morning and you're lost, he's knocking at your heart's door. If you're in here this morning and you're out of the will of God and you're saved, he's knocking at your heart's door. And this morning, the only way to get your heart where it needs to be with God is by letting the great physician take your heart this morning. You got to trust him with it. Dr. Law and Dr. Grace, Adrian Rogers said this. Dr. Law and Dr. Grace said a man went to the doctor one day, went to Dr. Law, and he went in and he told Dr. Law, he said, Dr. Law, he said, I've been looking at things with my eyes that I shouldn't be looking at. And he said, it ain't your eye problem, it's a heart problem. He told Dr. Law, he said, Dr. Law, I've been touching things with my hands that I shouldn't touch. And he said, it's not your hand, it's a heart problem. He said, Dr. Law, my feet's been carrying me places I don't need to go. He said, it ain't your feet problem, it's a heart problem. And he kept on and on. He said, well, what do I need to do? He said, you need to go see Dr. Grace. Dr. Law won't do you no good. I've just told you what your problem is. He said, where's Dr. Grace? He said, he's right across the hall. He said, do I have to have an appointment to go see Dr. Grace? He said, no, you don't have to have the appointment. You can go right on in. All you got to do is open the door. You can go right on in. He said, okay. He walked over to the door and opened it. Dr. Grace said, come on in. He said, all this has been going on. And Dr. Law told me the reason I'm doing the things I do is because I have a heart condition. Is that true? He said, yes. He said, when can you fix it? Do I need to come back in a few weeks? He said, oh no, we can do the procedure right here and right now. We'll take that heart out and put a new heart in. He said, is it going to hurt? Dr. Grace said, I'm not going to lie to you. Yes, it's going to hurt because I'm going to have to go in. I'm going to have to remove some stuff that is in your life. I'm going to have to remove that heart, take it out, and put a new one in. He said, will you sedate me where I won't know it? He said, no, sir, you've got to be right awake. You've got to experience this change. He said, what's the recovery time? He said, immediately. This morning, I don't know who you've been talking to, Dr. Law or Dr. Grace, but I want you to know this morning that if he's knocking at your heart's door, he can fix your heart this morning. A lot of things we're going through ain't got nothing to do but with the, it's the heart. It's the heart, man. It's the heart. This morning, if he's knocked at your heart's door, please do not walk out of this building. Please, if you know there's sin in your life, please don't. If you know you've been touching, doing, seeing, walking, going, anything, I beg you as your pastor, get in this altar. We got revival coming up. Don't hinder these young men from what God's laid on their heart to preach. Get in this altar and get it right this morning. He's knocking for a reason. Don't hinder the work of the Spirit. If he's knocked at your heart, the altar's open. Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost of heaven. I thank you this morning that the law shows us where we went wrong. But grace tells us it's deeper than that, it's the heart. Father, this morning, whoever I'm talking to this morning, you know what you put on me. You know how you have put it on me this week. And Lord, I pray right now that you would move on these people, the ears of the hearers, the ones that are asleep spiritually, wake them up, please. In the name that's above every name of, in Jesus. Lord, the ones that are cold and calloused, please, please, please set a fire in them. Lord, as a church, we need this morning, Father, but more than a church, but as an individual in our own life to overcome the powers of Satan. Lord God, set a fire down in this place. And Lord, I pray this morning for that man, woman, boy, or girl that's lost. And they know it without a shadow of a doubt right now. If they died, they know that they would spend eternity in hell. Lord, that person that knows that right now, they've struggled with it all their life. Lord, let today be the day of salvation. Let today be the day that they open that door and they allow you to come in. Father, I pray this morning for that backslidden Christian. Lord, that they get back to the spout where the glory runs out. Father, we love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said.